Welcome to Module 16. According to the children, the upper three chakras support our connection to higher frequency information. They represent your ability to, number one, access higher aspects of yourself, number two, to see beyond the physical, and number three, to communicate telepathically and verbally. For the purpose of connecting to the children, the upper three chakras are all interconnected and they require coherence with each other to give you the kind of information that you seek. Many assume that because the upper chakras vibrate at a higher frequency, that they're always clear. However, this is not typically the case. Just because someone becomes adept at using the upper chakras doesn't mean that they stay balanced. When a chakra is overused, it becomes unbalanced. For instance, because I use my third eye to see multidimensionally, that chakra can become overactive and therefore unbalanced, which can cause headaches and eye strain. Most people's throat chakras fluctuate quite a bit. At different stages of our personal development, we may feel more or less confident in expressing ourselves. We all have times when we feel comfortable or even excited about expressing ourselves, and other times when we fear being authentic. The crown chakra will close when we feel overwhelmed by the information that we're receiving. It can also shut down for fear of what might be experienced if we open up to other realities. Equally, the crown may strain to open, especially when we feel disconnected from the higher dimensional aspects of ourselves. For this reason, the upper chakras require the same support and maintenance as the lower ones. Energetically sensitive children are more comfortable in their upper chakras because their frequency is typically much lighter and easier to embody. The children will first attempt to connect here. But these attempts can go unfulfilled because most of the adults that they reach out to have been programmed to fear out of the ordinary experiences. The children, especially when nonverbal, will initially try to interact energetically by sharing their thoughts, ideas, and pleas for support mind to mind. But when that doesn't work, they'll attempt to use sound and behaviors. Their attempts typically result in frustration for them because the adults they attempt to connect with energetically are unaware and thus unresponsive to the child's subtle interactions. The good news is that for many parents and professionals, working with nonverbal children, there is this natural and organic reaching toward higher orders of communication. These individuals become more intuitive just by being in the presence of these children, so their upper chakras inadvertently open. The more open they become, the more information the children share, and the more is available from other unseen sources as well. I frequently hear from parents and professionals that after working with nonverbal children for a while, they're not only able to sense and know what they need, they also become privy to their own energetic guides, angels, galactic beings, etc. Again, these children invite us to open to realities that we've not considered before, just by being who they are. During the upper chakra integration session, we will clear, balance, and open your crown, your third eye, and your throat. If you feel that you have some resistance to opening these chakras, please don't beat yourself up. Simply set the intention that you open at the speed that is comfortable for you and re-listen to the session when you have the chance.